mature audiences.
Oh yeah, we will give you pleasure. Underbar naughty. Naughty, naughty. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes your evening?
That's how I feel 99% of the time on this show.
Is it underbar?
It's yeah, but the antithesis of that.
There you go. We are, of course, Flesh Wound Radio, and welcome to the room.
That's the money.
Flesh Wound Radio. Fuck yeah, get it, Dan. Channel that Aryan blood.
I am channeling my inner kraut, indeed. Never learned how to speak German. Kind of always wanted to. But I was like, if I'm going to learn a language, Spanish is like the most valuable one to know.
You know anti-Semitic words. Just do that and start pounding really hard. And move your hand up.
Just speak with the authority. Just be angry. Have like the monocle. And,
your boy had some good hand gestures. Like he was emotional. It's like, give me that thing, Heisen. Like, yeah. You tell him.
Pugs was like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. Hitler was actually retarded, possibly. You know, it's like nobody knew what he was saying. It's just, you know, he did it with the authority. But
it was convincing.
He was an asshole.
Fuck you, Todd, in 5 seconds. Yeah, Dan knows his own.
Fuck you, Todd. I don't need 5 seconds. So, fuck you.
So you're defending Adolf.
Basically.
I said he was an asshole. I said he was retarded. Right. Where did you get it? I said he was retarded. It's just that nobody knew what he was saying. It was just like, you know, yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay,
so, you know who didn't know what he was saying?
That's fucked up. Well, we are due. Hitler is bad, just to make that clear. He is an ass.
Okay.
And we are doing the Ilsa Triple D.
In case you're on the fence about that.
Spectacular. Yes, we look down on you if you like the Reich. Fuck the Reich.
What? You do you.
Fuck the Reich. God damn it. But we are here to talk about sort of a Hitler with giant boobies, and that is Ilsa. Tonight we're covering the Ilsa trilogy, which we also covered just recently. We did our Jess Franco show where we covered the unofficial one. So in case anybody, you know, was like, whoa, where's Wicked Warden? We did cover that. And I do want to thank all of you Patreon subscribers for supporting us. We very much appreciate it. If you're listening to this now, we very much appreciate it. Thank you for supporting the Flesh Wound Features Patreon. So, all right. Well, we're going to talk a very successful film first. And it is the very first film in the Ilsa franchise from 1974. And director Don Edmonds. Diane Thorne stars as Ilsa, the insatiable Nazi commandant whose sexual appetites are matched only by her lust for brutality. But as the Allied forces advance into Germany, her depraved desires and sadistic experiments reach new heights of horror. What will be the final solution to Ilsa's reign of terror? The desperate actions of the Reich or the heinous revenge of the damned? Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS, is a film so controversial that even legendary exploitation producer David F. Friedman had his name removed. Shot in secrecy on the sets of Hogan's Heroes, this oft-banned epic is still as shocking today. Yeah, I popped Pugs. I'm even done. It's still as shocking today as it was over... Well, 25 years ago, it's been longer than that now, of course. Now fully restored from the original negative, this first film in the Notorious Ilsa series is presented completely uncut and uncensored for the first time ever. Of course, we are covering the Anchor Bay DVD. This one, unfortunately, not on Blu-ray anywhere yet, which is very disheartening. Then this is an old one too. I think this, I want to say this DVD is from like 2000. So we're really been about 45, 46 years. All right. So
getting so old.
Gonna tag Pugs in first because you must be a Hogan's Heroes guy.
I like Hogan's Heroes.
Or the Stars later home movies.
What?
Oh, you got some Googling to do if you don't know that one.
It just clicked. I had no idea this was filmed while Hogan's Heroes is going on. That's fucking cool. Wow, that makes a whole lot of difference. So they snuck around doing this? This was like a sneaky production? Wow.
Well, I don't know how much sneaking there was, but they obviously utilized the sets when they weren't being used. So,
yeah. Wow, that's fucking cool. Hey, get your money's worth. So I had seen this movie before, kind of. I remember being at like a party, and me and maybe my another friend were like the only ones that actually wanted to watch the fucking movie, but everyone's shit-chatting and bullshitting around, and I'm like, I can't fucking watch this thing. But I remember like, oh, big old movies. Nice chi-chis. So that's a classic. And I just never returned to it. I don't know why. I was like, I saw it. Right. I didn't see it. So technically this is like the first time. And holy cow. This is fucking awesome. Like now I totally understand why everyone's like, sucks this movie's dick so much.
I'm surprised you didn't see it previously because of the whole Rob Zombie connection.
Yeah, but like again, I'm like, oh yeah, I saw that. It wasn't all that great, or like it wasn't like it never stood out. And, like when I finally sat down and watched it, I'm like, oh, I never really paid attention with my stupid young brain. Now being a little older, I was like, holy crap, this is fucked up. But like it hit all the good sensory buttons in me. It has gore, it has boobs, and it has more gore and bigger boobs. Like it's a good fucking time. I got a Facebook ban for posting the fucking photo, so I'm glad I ended up loving this fucking movie. So, yeah, new diehard fan. I can't wait to watch this over and over again. And Butterface, what's her name? Thorn.
Diane Thorn.
Fucking A. Those are nice. Fucking half footballs. I'm like, yeah, they're good shit.
Good shit. Wunderbar. well, at least they, you know,
probably German eyes coming out of Dan.
Cities will do that. At least they didn't cut your dick off like Mario, though. You know, you only got a band, so there's always that. You could be Mario.
I would have been the other dude who she couldn't get off. All you had to do was look at her face. not to be too much of a dick.
Come on, she's beautiful, and she aged well.
She's pretty enough. Yeah, you know what? She looked better as she got older, but she had like that. That's a lights off kind of girl.
Damn. Okay.
I'm not even arguing. I notice it more now. I don't think I looked past the neck till this viewing.
Yeah, like it's not like I wouldn't talk to her. Like, but, like eye contact's not a fucking. It will be an issue.
So Todd, what do you think?
Well, we already know. I mean, this was the one I was pushing for. This and the Russ Meyers series coming soon. Yeah, I fucking love the Ilsa movies. We'll get to that one later. But yeah, I mean, this would like kicks it off. I mean, sets the tone, and I mean, it's not exploitation. It's exploitation. It's women in prison ish. Women in concentration camps, is that better? I don't know. It's super specific. But yeah, it's got the gore. Pug said the big titties. Pug said the. What's not to like? Dan?
Yeah, this movie's the fucking shit. It's like from the very beginning, like, because the dude, that he was she was having fucker in the opening scene, I guess was a premature ejaculator, and then he gets like castrated for that. I'm like, okay, and this is
why is she banging it? Like, I guess it's her prison, but like she's banging a Jew, isn't that like against the rules? But
Elsa doesn't play by the rules, apparently.
And I was really looking forward to seeing the yellow star on his pajama top, but they never showed it.
She likes that kosher ding-dong, apparently. And
well, not enough to keep him alive.
Well, no, not enough. Like I said, premature ejaculation.
Here comes his uncut fuck to show her what's up.
Oh, man. This movie really is funny, though, too. I mean, it is. This one's fucked up. Now, this one, unlike, because, you know, Franco really wasn't a big gore guy. We didn't really talk about that too much on the show. He really wasn't a special effects guy in general. But this, Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS brings the sleaze. It brings the torture. It brings the gore. It brings everything. It's one of those ones where there's enough fucked up violence and shit to recommend it, even if you're a little more of a horror fan and you're not as into the, you know, bump and grind kind of women in prison type stuff. And particularly since this is also, you know, a Nazi exploitation flick, that's a very sleazy subgenre. I mean, there's some really fucked up things that I guess you probably haven't seen either, Pugs, since you haven't watched this. So, yeah, you've got a lot of treats.
I'm in for the long haul. If they're like even half as good as this, I'm in.
They're pretty nasty. So this one is probably one of the more famous ones. This was a fucking phenomenon on 42nd Street and just the grindhouse circuit. It's just everything. I mean, like, we got the doctor force shaving the prisoner's pussies, which is like the least like nasty thing, but the girl really didn't seem to want be down for that for
well,
some
they got,
reason.
They got kind of close. I think they took some skin off.
Well, she threatened her after. He's like, I will cut it close. Then the disfigured Carla, I believe, from syphilis from L, apparently. This is a very ugly film. This is definitely one I like say, like, prepare yourself a little bit. We've got Mario, the dickless wonder who wants revenge for his dingus. There's
you wouldn't. I'd be pretty pissed.
I definitely would. I'm like, it doesn't matter what happens to me now. I'm just going to fucking do whatever I have to exact bloody vengeance. I haven't confirmed. There are moans in this that are in a Rob Zombie song. He directly references this.
You
and of course,
saying that. I need to know which one. I'm a big Rob Zombie fan, I think, as everyone here knows, but I don't remember what song that is.
It's, I want to say it was with the first scene with Dick Magician when he was diddling her, I think.
No, what song?
That's what I can't come up with, but it's like I heard the moans and I was like, oh, fuck, where? He directly references the movie. At one point, and I want to say that was Living Dead Girl, but don't quote me on music, but the movie is referenced.
I'm thinking you're thinking of More Human Than Human, which is actually a White Zombie song, and it's actually a porn movie, Something Cafe, that it's from. I haven't done
that. Yeah, I'm confident enough to say it was
from what Hellbilly he was White
Zombie.
All right. I'll look up some more.
Sinister Urge. I'm not sure. But yeah, we do get a man.
Well, I know he's a big fan of it.
Hold on. I think I found something. I just got to get it on. Hold on. Let's see. referenced in.
Fucking start headbanging.
Oh no! It just has the reference to in Living Dead Girls. I don't see anything else like coming up. Like, did sampled all this other stuff, and nothing's coming up.
Would they quote Moans though?
Yeah, if someone caught it, it would be out there.
All right.
No,
What was that porn called though? In for More Human Than Human. Something Cafe.
I knew I loved Rob Zombie.
What's that?
Oh yeah.
Cafe Flesh.
Cafe Flesh.
Great movie. I have it. Michelle Bauer during her porn era. No, I knew I loved Rob Zombie when he sampled Curious Dr. Hump, which will come somehow on our show at one point because I love Curious Dr. Hump.
Rob Zombie is the man. I wish he would direct somebody else's writing, but yeah, he's the man.
I agree. It'd be nice to see that at some point, but yes, this film is some really ugly, nasty stuff. People getting boiled alive. You've got Magic Dick. You've got the Dickless Wonder. You've got such interesting characters here, including the girl that apparently feels no pain. It's a frustrated attempt to torture her.
Right, Todd? One of the girls that says they can't feel no pain. I mean, challenge accepted, honey.
Right.
And it was pretty freaky there at the end when she was like crawling at her. I was like, man, that reminds me of like Hellraiser when she's crawling to Claire Higgins. I was like, man, that's this is definitely, I think, a horror movie too. This is not softcore or anything like that. And it's cruel as fuck. I mean, the ice scene at the dinner table. it makes you uncomfortable. It's so gross, and it's I love it. Of course, I love it.
I really want to get a Nazi flag with her printed on it. I think that'd be fucking cool. Not like out in the open, but like in the room.
Well, you can buy Ilsa shirts, but the problem. Like, I don't have one, and I mean, you can see what I'm wearing right now, so, I obviously don't care about stuff, but the Ilsa thing is, like, I feel like you're going to have to stop and have a conversation with a lot of people. It's like, no, it's not. It's a movie. It's not, like, a pro-Nazi thing.
I don't need to prove.
Yeah, I walk around. I walk around in a rape killer shirt.
My buddy Rex, I'm pretty sure you've seen this shirt before. It said, I like a Serbian film. I love a Serbian film, so fuck your baby.
That is awesome. I will say, if I'm searching for criticism, there are some Nazis that do not look like Nazis in this movie. But other than that, I can't complain. I mean, we're kind of not really rating a lot of these, but I mean, this one I will say is a 5. I think the first Ilsa was the best Ilsa for me. And
it's a 5 Heil. High five.
That's
fucked up.
Heil 5.
I will not be heiling anything, but I agree. It is a 5. Wow, that's fucked up.
My penis said Zing Heil, too. Lights off, though.
So our next film is the sequel, which came out in 1976.
You say one prequel. Year later. Sequel. I say prequel to 9/11.
All of the, well, we'll get into it.
Can you imagine, though, an Ilsa fucking Osama bin Laden crossover?
It is actually kind of funny because one of the synopsis for this actually tries to tie it in, and it's finding a new employer and looking not a day older since the end of World War II, where she did in fact die. Ilsa works for an Arab sheikh who enjoys importing females to use as sex slaves. An American millionaire's daughter, a movie star, and an attractive equestrian are among his latest victims. And then the others in the vast deserts of the Middle East, the lascivious tigress Ilsa joins the white flesh slavery ring of a maniacal sheik overlord. All right, so this is also from the original director, Don Edmonds. You get a very different tone. This is, in general, I hate to say a lighter tone, but basically it kind of is.
You can't say lighter tone with the two Wakandans in the beginning.
The beautiful, beautiful women, Marilyn Joy, hot as hell to this day. But we have different, who played Velvet, we have different tastes. But so you could even say Ilsa had the closest to a face turn you're going to get, because she had, she wasn't quite as nasty in this. I think that first one, it was like, oh, Jesus, like when they saw the returns on it, and it's like we made insane money. Now we have to try and make it a little more theatrical. But having said that, I don't think it's fair in any way to call it like a light film. There's still tons of nudity, tons of sleaze. I mean, one of the first threats is Ilsa threatening to put a rat in a girl's pussy. So it's definitely, I like to think that a certain actor might have been inspired with a gerbil from seeing this.
Fourth gear.
All right, so I do have to ask. I know maybe not pugs for erotic content, but did you not laugh your fucking ass off when the warrior girls fought the fat dude and beat him down?
That was a good time. I can still find appreciation for that, even though I'm not big on the keep it friendly on the Wakandans. But yeah, that shit was fun as fuck.
Get them,
sister soldiers.
And then they like rip the skin. It's like, la, 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 la. Just that war cry. It was like, holy shit. and we also have, can never say her name right, the legendary Ushida Guard as Inga in this one. This film has a lot of like weird shit. You've got the giant BBW that they keep in the cage. You've got this one is funny. Like again, it's not the movie that the first one was, but it is funny as shit. We get a titty crusher torture device. Todd, what did you think? I know you're down for a little titty torture.
Yeah, this is I have just as much fun with this one too. Mm-hmm. The one thing that what is his name? Let me just pull it up.
El Sharif, the villain. Holy shit, that would have been cool.
Yeah, is that Jerry
Jones? Make you humble, Ilsa.
Is that Jerry Delaney?
These are all foreigners to me. Foreign names to me.
Jerry Delaney is El Sharif? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure I had the right name. He looks like, let me see if I can get his name. Eugenio DeBreeze, the one who was in the Overboard remake.
I haven't seen the Overboard remake.
I haven't either, but he's in, what else was he in that you might know? Geostorm.
You're saying he was in it or looked
like him? No, he looks just like him.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, goddamn. Now I kind of have to see the Overboard remake.
Right here, I can just share the poster.
He does look like that.
Hollywood remake. Anna Faris is Ilsa.
Okay, I kind of watched.
Fuck yeah.
You're going to have to get a tit job, Anna Faris, to make that work. Or you're going to have to CGI your titties at this point, because I don't know. That body won't hold those titties.
Prosthetics and cocaine B.
But, yeah, I mean, El Sharif likes to do titty blood paintings, and the film kind of, I mean, I we also failed to point out George Buck Flower, who was in the Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS, but was also in here as a role he played a lot, as a homeless beggar, who later gets some comeuppance against Ilsa. This film, at times it kind of goes like more of an action route, but it is still definitely exploitation gold. It's dirty, it's vile, it makes you feel like you need a shower at the end of it, and I mean that in the best possible way. It's entertaining. These films are just entertaining, so I give them another high recommendation.
I'm with you. Hold on. It wasn't my favorite, because I think still have Siberia to do, but I got a real kick out of this, even with like Wakandans. You guys know how I feel. I'm not into it. But yeah, I had a really good time, and it is dirty as fuck. So, extra points for that.
Yeah.
Well, you say Maria Rahm, I say Marilyn Joy, all the way, all the way. God damn it, Todd! You watched all these movies and you can't.
But you know it's gross. Like, I don't want to lose people.
One day I'm going to just start doing porn, and I'm going to, like, send you the tapes.
It's all right. I'm just going to pretend that you lick and semen off your own hand every time we do it.
Ugh, that's fucked up. No, I'm wiping lady juices.
Now he's going to hear that every time. So
he's like, how did you know?
it's like rubbing the dog's nose in the piss. I'll get him to stop eventually.
I'm going to, like, sneak into your collection and just, like, insert, like, home porn movies, and you're just going to be, like, fucking shocked every time. So
if you guys want to see this, Dan's OnlyFans. It's just him, the head, and some fucking spin lube. I don't know what he does, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you have to pay your bills, Dan, I no judgment here, but keep it over there.
He's going to reenact his favorite Richard Gere scene.
That's fucked up. God damn it.
You'll use a plushie. I don't know. We won't use a live
animal. It'll be a pretty woman
filming this
parody.
All right. Well, now we're just going to take a minute. And just because.
Oh, yes.
We're doing this first. We already talked about this on our Jess Franco show. We have varying opinions if it is or isn't.
It isn't.
But the producer, the producer, Dan. So which one do you want to believe? Buy the German DVD. Literally the first thing the producer says is, this was an Ilsa film.
It's not Ilsa, it's Greta. Never became an Ilsa film until Home U.S. release.
That is incorrect. It was an Ilsa film at the drive-in.
Dan, I love how you're doing your Rain Man defense with it right here.
It's not an Ilsa film. It's not an Ilsa film. It's a Greta film. It's a Greta film.
I think Stephen Thrower, actually, who is really true.
Well, the point of this part is, a lot of people do consider it part of the Ilsa series. We're not skipping it. We covered it on that one.
Exactly. Where it was long.
But Dan has to get his point in. I was trying to do it nice, but no. He has to be a fucking shithole. All right, now there you go, Dan.
Don't steal our president's insults, goddammit. So there was...
Wow, that's a deep cut. He hasn't said shithole in a long time, Dan.
I didn't know he did.
Yeah, remember he called third world countries shitholes?
There you go. Shithole. Todd's a MAGA guy, I guess. So what are you going to do? All right.
Goddamn Mexicans.
MAGA Todd. All right. So obviously, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS, was widely popular. Ilsa, Harem Keeper of the Oil Sheiks, also big hit. But Don Edmund did want to kind of move on. And when he did, the Cinepix distributors, Andre Link and John Dunning, tried to produce an Ilsa film, which was pitched as Ilsa versus Bruce Lee. Now, I don't think they would have had Bruce Lee, but although that would have been cool. But that was the pitch. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. And Jean Lafleur ended up directing Ilsa, Tigress of Siberia, instead.
Is there a crow situation? Does someone get shot and fucking die?
No, I don't think anything. It was just the pitch never happened. I think it would have been interesting to see like what probably would have been a martial arts Ilsa hybrid. I think
Ilsa
it could have
versus
been
the dragon. That would have fucking badass.
There
Team
you go.
Ilsa all the way. Fucking. He's got his nunchuck. She's got her fucking knockers. Just.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like.
Oh my god. Like, holds a fucking 2x4 or some wood between your fucking tits. And he's just.
That would be fucking cool. But alas, we never got it. But it's not too late. Somebody can still produce that. So Ilsa the Tigress of Siberia from 1977 and new director Jean Lafleur. In 1953, nestled deep in the unforgiving Siberian tundra, the Stalinist Gulag 14 is a purgatory under the command of the brutally seductive tormentor Ilsa. More than two decades later, the camp's sole survivor thirsts for retribution in modern-day Montreal. All right, so and I should say in Montreal where she's running a brothel. So this one for me, it's not a turd in the punch bowl by any means, but the lack of a coherent timeline really hits this one hard because we jump from 25 years, I believe, to 1977, and it's like nobody's aged, no real explanation for why she's a madam in a Montreal whorehouse.
Just to interject, I thought I missed something. When it's like a hard cut into an hour in the future. What happened?
And this prisoner now works for like some like Russian Olympics team, which it's kind of a tale of two movies in a lot of ways.
That's what I like about this one. It's just batshit. It doesn't give a fuck that it's batshit.
Yeah. It's still the weakest for me, though. I'll be honest. I think the first half's a lot better, and I know I'm not the only person who's thought that, because it just feels like when you get to the second half and it's in the brothel, it's definitely a downgrade.
I agree with you, Dan, because it's in Siberia, not... Where the hell? Fucking Canada? Montreal? Where the fuck they were? Yeah, I was having a good time in Siberia, even with all the fucking murders and chaos going on. But, yeah, I like the snow themes, the snow surrounding all the... To contrast the blood red, that shit was cool. But, it was fucking weird. Really weird.
Yeah, and some of the gore stuff's not as clever. I mean, I did think it was pretty cool, the idea of, especially right now, Ilsa feeding victims to her pet tiger. I thought that was cool. The first, like I said, the Carol, first half.
Carol Baskin style. Fucking bitch.
Somebody needs to, like, edit it in now. Just like, Carol fucking Baskin. Like, while she's doing it. Maybe Carol Baskin, maybe, just maybe, I don't know. Saw Ilsa Tigress of Siberia and just thought, I know I'm taking this fucker
out. She would earn some extra cool points from me. She doesn't really have any to begin with, but that would help a lot.
You can probably fuck her as long as you don't mind her.
Carol Baskin? Like, no thanks. I'm good. I'd rather hang out with fucking Joe Exotic.
You might feel like a finger trying to go up your tailpipe from the cuck, but, you know, sure it can happen. But it has its moments. I mean, it has its moments. Ilsa engages in an uncool threesome, little spit roast action.
Yeah, DP.
From, like, I kind of feel like she could do better. Some, like, hairy Canadians this time pretending to be Russians, I guess. I did pop for the arm wrestling chainsaw gimmick, which I feel like should have been done in Over the Top. It would have made it a better finale.
That's the sequel. Lincoln Hawk moves.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, he just, like, Stallone pins it and the fucking arm gets cut off? I did it. Holds the arm up in victory. But, man, yeah, the second half, this just becomes a pretty lame movie. It really does. Anchor Bay never got the rights to this, too, so the movie doesn't look as good. It's not as, you know, restored, obviously. But, yeah, when it ends up in Montreal, I'm just like, fuck. It's just not as good at that point.
Well, it didn't bum me out as much as you, Dan. But it did just, it was just a little, like, shocking. Like, oh, this came out of fucking left field. Oh, okay, we're back. These are the same characters. Because honestly, I thought it, like, there was a mistake. And, like, oh, shit, they just mixed two fucking movies. Oh, okay, they're here.
And I don't know, the mind control torture. I was just like, man, this is not as creative now. This is just, and then it kind of basically just closes as like a standard action film. I don't know. What did you think, Todd? Am I being too harsh? Or we being too harsh?
No, I'm with Pugs on this one. I think you're being a little more harsh. Because like I said, it's still batshit crazy, and that's what I like about it. I don't like it as much as the first three, but I don't have like... And I still enjoy it. Shut the fuck up, Dan.
Hey, the roles reversed.
It was. So it's better than the other three. So.
It's entertaining. It's still entertaining.
The other three are better.
I would have liked more in Suburbia. In Siberia.
Oh, I want Ilsa in Suburbia now.
Right? I love blood on the snow. I have always thought that was like a cool contrast of like gore and pretty. So, oh, man.
You can shoot it like near you, Todd. Like Caesar can be like a victim at one point. Like it is like head crushed in the titties. We can shoot it. Ilsa in Suburbia. What? What'd you say?
The lump's gonna pop. It's gonna be gross.
We didn't get to shoot it.
It might feel better for him though, so who knows?
Right.
But yeah, it's still an entertaining film. I hope it gets restored. I hope all of these, quite frankly, get a Blu-ray release because I think it's bullshit that we don't have one. Whether it's Vinegar Syndrome would be awesome. I'm sure Arrow would do a good job, Severin, whatever. Just get these goddamn things released. But yeah, no, I think they're all worth the watch. They definitely stand out. They're not overhyped. You guys should absolutely check out Ilsa. And it's a great watch right now. Take your mind off your troubles. At least you're not Mario. Yeah.
And if you are, well, sorry.
Yes, we're sorry. You know, but there's always that other option. Just saying.
Eating the jizz off your hand. Keep at it, Dan.
You know that's not what that means.
When you do it, it does.
It's fucked up.
Whatever makes your cleanup process easier, Dan. No judgment, man.
God damn it. So anyways. We need a poster. You know when you're, you know, the lady's excited, then you have to.
Okay, well, so for flesh wound.
Are we not promoting shit?
Who's that?
I was just going to sign out because you've annoyed me to the limit tonight.
On Facebook, join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook
group. And I'll get back to you there as soon as this ban's lifted. But it'll be real quick because when I get back, well, I'm still debating, but more than likely I'm going to post Triumph of the Will. And if you know what that is, I'm going to get in trouble. So talk to me
while you can. Yes, a like flesh wound features on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stalk us on Twitter at Flesh Wound Radio. You can also follow us separately. I am trying slowly to get into it. I'm trying to follow people. And if any of you have messaged me yet, I apologize. I'm still getting used to Twitter. It's my first Twitter cherry popper. Also like and subscribe to the Flesh Wound Features YouTube page because that is brand new and it really helps. So like the videos and subscribe if you haven't already. It really helps us out. And thanks for being a Patreon supporter. And that's all I've got for you. Wunderbar.
There we go. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Well, hold.
Yeah.
Ilsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going after tonight, but whatever.
Yeah.
And there goes Dan again, eating his old football drip.
Wunderbar. Yeah.
I'll sign. That hat just isn't attractive. And for the record, Ilsa... the Wicked Warden counts. So, shut up, Dan. I'm out.